From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Kelly Mitchell. At least 160 men in Florida are on the list of more than 1,000 former Boy Scout leaders and volunteers accused of sexually abusing young scouts. It happened during the years between 1965 and 1985. The information comes out of a lawsuit filed in Oregon by a firm who won an $18 million judgment against the Boy Scouts 2 years ago. Oregon Public Radio also pressed for the documents released. Lawyers in the case say the Boy Scouts of America kept careful records of the suspects and allegations by flagging them as ineligible to volunteer, but they were never reported to authorities. Jeffrey Herman is a South Florida attorney who has also represented many victims abused by Catholic priests. He says this resembles the same type of cover-up.
I have cases in Florida for Boy Scout leaders, recent cases where one of the Boy Scout leaders, one of the cases, he was a leader who came from, was in two different states before Florida, accused in the Boy Scouts of abusing kids in other states, comes to Florida and becomes a Boy Scout leader here, and then abuses kids here.
Herman says many, but not all, of those suspected of abuse were single men with no children of their own in scouting. Names of the alleged victims will not be released. Jackson Memorial Hospital is back in the black when its fiscal year ended last month. It only had enough cash on hand for 13 more days, but it did have cash. It comes after a loss of $419 million over the past 3 years. Officials are not giving the surplus figure. They say it's just slight, but they do say it's a significant turnaround from last year's $81 million loss. They're crediting the surplus to reductions in full-time employees, health care changes, and operating more efficiently. After months of negative attacks, Democratic Senator Bill Nelson and Republican Congressman Connie Mack met for a face-to-face debate last night in Davie. Mack is challenging Nelson for a Senate seat. Mary Ellen Kloss in the Herald Times Tallahassee Bureau says the campaign hadn't been very feisty until now.
Each of the candidates came prepared with almost a memorized script of talking points and accusations that they wanted to be sure to lob against the other. And the result was that many of the claims they made were misleading.
Most of us have seen stretches of the highway where the streetlights are out, and that's often because thieves are stripping the copper wiring to sell as scrap metal. But in one Florida city, Joselis Ramos reports toilets are now targets.
The men's restroom at Dunedin Library is missing three toilet valves. Toilet thieves have also hit two other locations, Dunedin Historical Society and Museum and the Clearwater Public Library Main Branch. Library Director Barbara Paquel says this is going to cost several hundred dollars to repair.
Certainly inconvenient for a lot of people and expensive for us at a time when money is a big issue, and just having enough money to keep our doors open is a concern.
The Clean Plumber Service Manager, Paul Laeza, says there isn't much value to a valve.
You'd have to get a lot of it because it only pays about $2 a pound when they scrap this stuff.
I'm Joselise Ramos in Tampa.
For news any time of the day or night, go to WLRN.org. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?